1993, that's when the Office of Personnel Management stopped providing government-wide training. Instead, it really left it up to each agency to meet their employees' needs. It said, basically, we're no longer going to do this for everyone. You figure out what you need, and you take it from there. Now, this is what one longtime federal employee said when Chico Council Executive Director Catherine Medina said that HR University will take on this new broad role.
My name is Susan Baker, and I work for ICE, and I have 25 years in the federal government in HR. And I just want to say thank you, because this has been, I can recall when OPM stopped doing the training and thought, you know what, this is not good. OPM should be leading this effort for the whole entire federal government. This is what they should be doing. And as a result, over the years, our competencies have fallen apart because every agency's had to use their own resources to figure out the training thing, and not everybody has it. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know I think you're doing the right thing.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. The most important thing, probably the biggest message I want to leave you with respect to the future in regards to the HR University, is what we want to put out there is a first step. It's sort of the flag on the moon saying, we've made our mark. We said we were going to do this. Everybody's been talking about it for years and years and years. Here it is. Here is our version as a working group representing the broader HR community.
The council expects to launch version 1.0 of the university in January. It will include existing classes that are offered by agencies now. So really, whatever is out there, whatever is being used by agency officials now, it will be expanded more broadly. It's not trying to be the be-all, end-all when it comes to HR training right off the bat. Medina says a working group has been developing their strategy since April and has figured out how to make the university happen more quickly.
Is start with the first phase of, you know, baby steps. So what we wanted to do was say, what's out there right now? I mentioned NASA, I mentioned VA, Treasury. What is out there right now that is transferable, that can be shared, that is not proprietary or so agency specific, that it can meet the competencies, it can be vetted through an OPM process so that our OPM staff says, you know, this coursework meets our criteria and therefore we can give it some sort of stamp of approval. And can we put it in a central place where it is marketed as a central repository, what we're calling right now the HR University, and can we make it available to the broad federal HR community?
So, Jason, an HR University, walk us through how this worked and it will work, and did Ms. Medina give you any sense as to future plans for what happens after they get it started?
She said, so Medina starts off by saying, well, we have some specific courses. For instance, OPM offers Schedule A hiring authority courses. That can go up there right away. OPM is also developing category rating training, which is currently being under development, but that's going to go up there as soon as it's ready. But there's also going to be courses from, for instance, the new Veterans Affairs Department's training university for HR officials. And then there's courses from NASA, Treasury, even the Energy Department. They all are on the, if you will, leading edge of HR training.
Yeah.
So anything that you can apply broadly and can be borrowed or shared, so there's no proprietary information. But the next phase that Medina says will start to address the other challenges in training.
And then at the next phase, we would sort of have established this framework. So we would have established the courses, the coursework, and the curriculum. And then where there are gaps and we don't have courses, it becomes pretty much an open market to vendors, to agencies, to OPM, to say, hey, you know, I think I have a course that meets your whatever competency, and I think it fits here in your framework. Let me shoot that over to OPM, and let's see if we can get supported through the HR University.
Medina says this is still some time away, but the strategy and model is well understood. But by even just having this university in place, Medina says if a federal employee is in the HR University, they'll have a uniform or standardized education and training, so when they move from one agency to another, the employee and the agency know they were getting some training that meets specific government-wide needs. And this happens often where you're at one agency for a few years, you move to another one, and then they scratch their head and say, well, I'm not really sure that course applies to us. The agency knows the person we're hiring, those courses that they took will meet their needs. Medina says that she hopes in the future employees will be able to log on to the university and sort the courses by cost, by location, whether it's online or in person. A lot of the advanced, you know, tools that you see now are kind of everyday types of websites. I think that's coming down the road.
What happened between 19? I mean, it seems to me, being an outsider, it seems like there are certain standard courses that you, things you want everyone to know. And so what caused the decision back in 1993?
What has happened since then, for the most part, is they have some core competencies. It's called the 201 series. I learned all about the different government series under the general schedule. And there's core competencies. And that was actually last reviewed in 2006. And they're actually, we'll get into that a little bit later, but they're starting to look at that again. So they have core competencies, but it's, okay, now how do you meet those core competencies? How do you make sure people are getting training to meet those core competencies? And each agency looked at it kind of on their own, saying, okay, I need someone who understands the hiring process. Well, the hiring process is fairly standardized in government, but just because you take a hiring course and I take a hiring course and we take basically different courses doesn't mean they're one and the same.
Yeah.
And the goal here is to get that to the point where it's one and the same.
So this HR university, how does this fit in with broader efforts to reform human resources all across government?
Well, OPM and the Chief Human Capital Officers Council are moving down several paths that eventually will either merge into the university or add to how the university runs. Medina says the Chico Council's retreat in October, they discussed the need to relook at that 201 series for HR employees. This is the job category and the skills required to be an HR specialist, to be a human resources manager in government. In fact, when she asked at the conference today if what people thought of the HR series, which was about 70% federal employees, nobody raised their hand. Not one went up saying this is a good series or meets all their needs. Medina describes some of what the new 201 series and the corresponding HR career map may look like.
We are looking at a matrix-like structure that has the proficiency levels, you know, from, like you mentioned, entry level. And I think that the beauty of this, again, is going back to the partnership that we forged with OPM and doing their career mapping, because there were eight different specialty areas under that career mapping project. Basically, those eight different specialty areas are going to feed right into the HR university.
She adds that as employees progress in their careers, the map and the competencies will show progression, and the framework will be what she calls multidimensional. It's something we're going to have to wait and see how it looks like as it comes out. But what the idea here is, you move from X to Y to Z as you go through your career. The other area that OPM and the Chico Council are working on is a certification for HR professionals. Medina says this is a longer-term initiative, but it's gotten a lot of support from OPM Director John Barry and others.
I think the biggest thing with HR certification is trying to build it to be what the broader population wants it to be, and that's very tricky. Some people think if we build an HR university, you should build an HR university that once somebody completes the entire curriculum, you're certified. Those of you who know about the SPHR, about the SHRM partnership collaboration, know that that's not the way you get certified in the private sector. You have to demonstrate competencies by yourself. So first of all, you have to have the benchmark baseline background to even sit for the exam. So whether it's years of experience, the jobs that you've held, the responsibilities that you've held, that sort of sets you up to sit for the exam. But I feel that that's sort of the way a certification should be for the profession overall. But we made the conscious decision starting this working group that we were not going to combine federal HR certification with the HR university, because I'll tell you what, we would not be getting an HR university off the ground this coming year.
So Jason, OPM expected to make a big announcement tomorrow on the progress to improve hiring across government. Any insight? Did you get any sneak peek about what they might announce or what they might talk about?
I was very hopeful to get one today. Director John Barry was supposed to speak this morning at the conference, but wouldn't you know, Tyson's Corner traffic in Virginia caught him up, and he had to get back downtown to a hearing on the Hill. So I'm kind of reaching out to some people, but the big announcement is expected tomorrow at the Housing and Urban Development Department,
yep.
And they're going to talk a lot about, you know, what progress they've made, where they're heading in the future. I did get a little bit of a sneak peek back at the ELC conference in October when Nancy Kiechek, OPM's Assistant Director for Employee Services, talked a little bit about the hiring reforms, how they've gotten the time it takes to hire a new federal employee down to 110 days from 180 days. She also talked about the assessment tools that are coming probably in the January time frame to get rid of the knowledge, skills, and abilities. So there's a couple things that are on tap. It's going to be interesting to see how much progress has been made and really where they're heading, and that's what we'll hear more about tomorrow.
One quick question. Part of what we're hearing here, this is similar to, there's the CIO University. It seems like they're using that a little bit as a model.
Absolutely, and I think that's something we've heard other times throughout when John Barry and others have spoken about how they have the CFO Council, the CIO Council, all have these training courses, these universities, and I think that's the same idea. And they're going to start slowly. They're going to take the baby steps. Right? Okay, what do we have? Okay, now where can we go?